In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
8 in the last 4 games, and you know, Eric DaCosta brought in a couple of pieces to supplement a struggling defense. They've gotten healthy in some areas as well, even though, you know, Madubuike and Washington are done certainly for the foreseeable future. Madubuike, maybe, who knows, hopefully he'll be back at some point to revive his career. But what's been the biggest, no pun intended, takeaway for you in regards to this defense now being representative in regards to forcing turnovers as opposed to constantly chasing in that statistical category?
Yeah, I think it was just kind of the floodgates getting opened 4 games ago for the Ravens. It was only a matter of time until they started turning the ball over. People are so quick to forget that this preseason, people were calling this Ravens defense possibly the greatest defense in the league. And then they came out and gave up 40-plus points and really struggled, 37-plus, and all the losses with Lamar Jackson in there at the beginning of the season before he got hurt. But, you know, you bring in Alohi Gilman, you trade Owe away in a contract year. He was never going to re-sign after this season. And Alohi has allowed Kyle Hamilton to play that Sam Rush position, play more in the nickel, use as a Swiss Army knife of the defense, and that's really kind of unlocked everyone else. Malachi Starks, people were quick to say that he was a bust, but man, he's a rookie out there and he's playing well. 2 picks in 2 games. I think every fan in the Ravens fan base would take that. And then you look on the D line and it looked much improved yesterday. I tell you, Mike Green has impressed me with his development so far in the last couple of games. And then the Jones boys, Draymond pressuring, and then Travis Jones pressuring as well, filling in nicely, finally taking a step up that everyone kind of expected him to with Nnamdi out and Broderick hurt as well. So a couple of key additions in Gilman and Draymond Jones, plus kind of that unlocking of everyone else moving Kyle Hamilton around. That is what I think has been the big difference in causing these turnovers.
I don't disagree there. I think Travis Jones has played extremely well over the last 3 weeks, you know, rushing the passer, bull rushing the passer, but especially playing the run, like taking on 2 blockers and stuff and doing those things. I like the way he's been playing.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's had to take a step up because guys like Taven Bryan aren't really producing as much, or John Jenkins aren't really producing as much as a guy like Nnamdi Madubuike would have. But having him, Travis Jones, in next to Madubuike was such a formidable duo that people kind of slept on what Travis Jones was able to do. And now he's finally being able to show that and showcase that in a defense that is much improved thanks to the other pieces around him. So yes, over the last 3 weeks, he's really been able to show his potential. And of course, with the sack yesterday, really highlighting it. And he had 2 pass defense as well on the line of scrimmage, which that is something else to talk about. And that this team had, well, I think like 13 pass defense yesterday, which is just outrageous for one team in a single game to have. It really, really caused, especially against a guy like J.J. McCarthy, who, he's not a rookie, but a very inexperienced quarterback, that can psych out an inexperienced quarterback, and clearly it did with McCarthy throwing two picks.
I was really impressed with the way that Roquan played in the pass coverage.
Yeah, Roquan is such a difference maker. I mean, people at the trade deadline were so upset this year that the Ravens didn't make like a splash deal. In their history, they haven't really done that, and the only one that has really worked out in terms of giving up future assets, big assets, is acquiring Roquan Smith in 2022. And since he's been on the team, he's been the voice and he's been the motor of this defense. Obviously, yeah, you got Humphrey and Hamilton, but he was the guy who broke down the team pregame. He's the guy who's flying sideline to sideline, regardless of his physical fitness and how some people might describe it. He's looked much improved, especially this season since he's came back from his injury that sidelined him. He's such a difference maker in the pass game, and his ability to wrap and tackle is one of the best in the league, and there's a reason why he's an all-pro that he is.
AJ, I still think it's going to come down to how well the O-line can play for the rest of the season. And until they fix it, I don't think we're going to be a dominant run game. And, you know, I would start with left guard first, and then I'd probably go to right guard after that. But I think it needs to be fixed, because right now it is not. Voorhees sucked yesterday. He was awful.
Yeah, the guard play as a whole yesterday was really, really suboptimal, and it has been for quite some time, pretty much the whole season. I think anyone who watches the Ravens who has eyes can tell that the guard play has stunk, to not mince words there, Vinny. Yeah, Voorhees yesterday was bad, but so was Falele. And here's the thing about this team and the difference that Lamar Jackson makes. You take a look at what they were able to do with a guy like, Tyler Huntley or Cooper Rush under center, and then you compare it to Lamar Jackson. This offense, without Lamar Jackson, is nothing, right? Because of the O-line play, they're not been able to create a good run attack. Derrick Henry, his 20 carries for 75 yards, that is a little inflated thanks to Derrick Henry's fourth quarter runs. Without those, it would have been even worse. His yards per carry, it seemed like every other run, and it has been this way the whole season, is getting just stuffed at the line of scrimmage. And that's uncharacteristic for Derrick Henry. Of course.
Oh, it's not his fault.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the point, is that it is not his fault. It's the rush attack being blown up at the line of scrimmage, whether you're going off to the left on Voorhees or off to the right on Falele. And even Rosengarten has struggled this season, too. So yep. Now, is there an easy fix, immediate fix, that would be better? I don't necessarily think so. You can obviously try out Emory Jones Jr. once he finally gets more reps at practice, but he had a non-football injury that sidelined him until literally 2 weeks ago, so he's going to take some time as a rookie. Carson Vinson was elevated yesterday for the first time, as opposed to Joseph Noteboom, who was inactive. So maybe we'll see more of Vinson getting into the fray there, mixing him in a little bit. But I don't really know what the easy fix is there, other than, all right, let's wait for Emory Jones Jr. and plug and play and hope that he's better than Voorhees or Falele, and then move the other to the other side.
AJ Gersh, Fox 45. I don't know if you heard, but Vinny thinks the O-line sucks for the Ravens here in 2025. AJ, appreciate the time as always. Ravens go to Cleveland. Big favorites, 9.5 points. They win that one. Then they have the Jets Sunday before Thanksgiving, and then the Bengals. All of a sudden, the seas are parting for the Ravens to cruise right to the top of the AFC North, but that's why they play the games. AJ, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Victory Monday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You guys, too. Thanks for having me on. Definitely a favorable schedule here moving forward. Ravens just got to take advantage of it, of course. Keep stacking them. See you guys.
All right, here's AJ Gersh. Everybody, we'll come back. Reset the program before you get to the AFC North report as we look at the games that happened yesterday, not involving the Baltimore Ravens. Stick around for that. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. We'll look back at our picks, College of Pro, over the weekend. Booze on the line, beer for me and Nolan, Vino for Vinny, as we look at tonight's game, too. You can hear it on the Fan. Philadelphia take it on Green Bay. Green Bay lost at home last week to Carolina. Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, NFL.com. Talk about speaking of a team losing yesterday unexpectedly. How about the Dolphins beating the Bills?
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.